It's me again. It's A.S. Cobb with Blacklight Communication Strategies and the podcast, Keep Calm and Work It Out. I've got another one from the vaults for you. This is from my 2007 commencement speech at Chabot College in Hayward, California. And it's called Soundtrack of a Student's Life. And I really like this. The audio isn't that great. Technology was good in 2007, but just the way I've held on to the recording, it has been compromised a bit. So I'm going to try to find a better version of it. Maybe they still have it, you know, online or in their archives or something. So I'm going to try to get that, but I wanted to just go ahead and load it up. It's another one of my favorite things, but it talks about, you know, where we get inspiration from. And as a student, and I was definitely an older student, sometimes it was a bit hard, but, you know, the people around us serve as inspiration, and definitely music serves inspiration. So I hope that students and educators alike can find something that they can pull out of here. And I hope you enjoy it. This is Soundtrack of a Student's Life, A.S. Cobb with Blacklight Communication Strategies. I'll see you back at the end for a bit of a wrap up. It won't be long, I promise.
Thomas Carlyle said that music is public sense to these speech of angels. Having said that, let me just share a few words with you that may sound familiar. There have been a lot of things that have held us down before, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And what will it end up? I don't know. But we won't let nothing stand in our way. We're going to get ourselves together, and we're going to polish up our ass. And I know that if you've ever been held accountable before, I know that you refuse. Stand in your way. Now those letters by fat and white hand, simple yet fruitful. And although not grammatically correct, are the soundtrack of my life. And so I ask you, what is the soundtrack of your life? What is that song that gets you through the day? That song that stops time long enough for you to pump out that 12.5 double space MLA style blast in the turn panel. Put the needle on that record and play it on. Now people laugh at me when I tell them that Chabot College is like a record because it's round. And you are the needle on that record. And you played that record. Congratulations to the class of 2007. Now, although people laugh at me when I tell them that it was like a record, it was my niece Liz just made me feel like a dinosaur when she asked me, what is a record? Moving on from that, because that's a little bit hurtful there. I just want to say, when you walk across that stage, remember that soundtrack of your life. Remember that song. And don't forget the people who helped you compose that song. Don't forget that constant beat of the footsteps of the army of determined students that cheer every day when you walk across this campus. The wind that whistles through the buildings and the teachers that never catch you any slack, no matter how many hours or how many jobs you worked, because they knew that you had more to offer. Congratulations, class of 2007. When you walk across the stage, be proud. And when you go home today, be proud. Look at the community that we allowed to flourish. Our tuition is in, helped to make this community flourish. The money that we spend in local businesses helped the community to flourish. Chabot College sits at the center of a very beautiful community. When you go home, remember and be proud that we made this community as beautiful as it is. So one and all, congratulations to the class of 2007.
All right. Thank you for listening. That was a very short podcast, right? So my wraparounds will probably be longer than that. But I just wanted to touch base with you about what I believe in the power of music. When we talk about teaching the total child, we've got to find more ways how we can reach them and teach them and have these breakthrough moments. And I want to share a brief story with you. The first year I was teaching at this school, I lived an hour and a half away. I woke up one morning at 6:45. Class starts at 7:15. There was no way that I can get dressed, get showered, eat, and hit the highway and be there in time. So I had this great freak out moment, but I called my assistant principal and I told him, you know, what's going on. And, you know, I'm just frantic. And he says, Mr. Cobb, get here when you can, take your time and be safe. So I was able to take a regular shower, a real shower, and get my clothes ready, get something to eat, and hit the highway. And when I got to class, my students were in there with no adult. They were sitting up, they were on task, and I was flummoxed. I was like, wow. I was so proud and so grateful. But I found the assistant principal on campus later that day to apologize to him and, you know, just be like, it'll never happen again. And he just stops me. And he says, Mr. Cobb, you've got a great thing going. I was the one that went to your class to sit there and hold it down until you got there. I left. He said he left because it was not needed. His presence was not needed. When the bell rang, a young lady named Jayla turned the lights off and played a song on her phone. All the students put their head down, and when the song was over, she turned the lights back on and they wrote about the song that they were listening to. And then they talked about the song that they were listening to. So he says, you've got a great thing going. I was floored. I got those kids donuts, breakfast, like for weeks on end, because I told myself, y'all saved my job, man. Like, what a way to show up and show out and be quality people, man. And it just went to show me that it is effective. And you can reach students through music. Students respect music. They also respect and respond to routine, respect, and order. So that was a moment of clarity for me. And I've kept music in my curriculum ever since then. And it's a really great equalizer. It's something that's great. You just have to find different ways to reach the students and different ways to teach them. And when we talk about teaching the total child, you just can't discount something that they love, music. And so students remember some of the assignments and activities that we did because they were paired with the song that, you know, I may have introduced them to, or one that they already like. And it motivates them. It keeps them focused. It definitely soothes the savage beast. I mean, just some music I can play, you can just see the energy just go down in a positive way. But just remember, you've got to teach the total child. And so for students as well as educators, don't discount the power of music in your life, in your studies, in your curriculum, in your teaching. Because it's just that added component that's going to make the students remember you, appreciate you, and perform for you. I mean, really produce. So thank you for listening. This is A.S. Cobb with Blacklight Communication Strategies, and keep calm, work it out. This podcast was called Soundtrack of the Student's Life. You can reach me at ascobb@blacklightcommunication.buzz. That's B-U-Z-Z. ascobb@blacklightcommunication.buzz. Or at 281-624-5630. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next podcast.